Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners hope and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt, looking at his phone, not seeing the visual countdown to start recording Bistany like an idiot. And I got a hot take right off the rip. I just thought of it 1 second when I was looking at my phone, because I was looking at my social media and I saw somebody posted a picture, and they were pregnant with child. And pregnant women always do this. They always, like, when they pose and they're pregnant, they like put their hand on their belly basically to be like, this isn't like a fat belly, this is like a kid belly.
Yeah,
why don't fat guys do that? Like that, like, you ever see a fat guy just put their hand on their belly like a woman puts her hand on her belly when they're pregnant? Like, just be like, hey, instead they just like put their arms down and just like stick their distended fucking diabetes belly out as far as they can go. Yeah, I'm just
big fat belly boys. Take my picture. I'm a big fat belly boy.
Yeah,
it's just me and Charles, by the way.
Yeah.
if you were waiting for like a cacophony of voices to jump in there, it ain't happening. It's just me and Charles.
Yeah, yeah. Will's out doing whatever. I don't know.
Who knows? Will hit us with the I'm out on Sunday, guys. And that was it. No excuse. No. Oh, no. Actually, he did. He said he was in New Jersey. I don't like that. I wish I forgot that he said that and just thought he was being sus.
He's just out.
Yeah.
And then Sam's out on his adventure still.
Yeah. For like, wasn't it like 10 months or some shit?
He's apparently
gonna touch and go for like a year of the show.
Yeah, he's going to be out until, like, I think it's till December, January, which I should know this because I'm working on his show, so I should know the schedule, right. And I don't.
Stole you. Again, as soon as I feel like this show's getting backburned, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I'm going to find out every shelter that they're going to, and I'm going to adopt all the dogs before they get there. They have nothing to do. No one will have anything to do. You're going to start this thing. The video's going to be me and 70 dogs. I'm like, where'd you get all those dogs? I'm like, I don't know.
I just
got on your show, guys. Huh? We're supposed to meet this dog right here and just pick this fucking dog with like two human hands for legs.
Yeah.
Oh
man. But yeah. I just finished cutting his first episode. Well, rough cutting the first episode.
Nice.
So, spent all week doing that. It looks beautiful. It's gonna be a great show.
I can't wait to see like a boom mic and go, wow, Charles didn't see that, huh?
I'm worried about that shit.
I'm gonna make my own.
That was my previous job, was looking for shit like that in a show.
I love that.
To get rid of it. But yeah. Their show's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good time. When is it gonna come out? I don't know. So
who knows?
End of the month?
Another premiere. I went to their premiere of when they did the show for the Discovery Channel.
I never National actually Geographic. Watched that.
Me and Fro went. Me and Fro were friends. And that was cool.
I got to say, when we were setting up all the new hosts for this, and then Sam, like, I thought I had a pretty cool resume, and then Sam came on, and I was like, what the fuck, man?
I know. It's just that fucking, he's lived such a life. And he's like the person to do it. Like, him and Kaylee are just like,
They're just the nicest
people.
Yeah.
So you can't even be like, fucking people. Fucking, they're so cool.
No, yeah.
They don't.
As someone who has not met them in person, I've only spent time with Sam, like, here, recording how we are, or, like, talking with him on the phone about the project. I have now reviewed, like, hours of footage of them, and they are – what you see is what you get.
Yeah, 100%.
They are genuine people.
I wish behind the scenes it's like, get the fucking shot right, you piece of shit. I'll fucking kill you.
Nope. They are just, cool people.
Yeah, they deserve all the success. And every time, like, they come down, I think like they like came to like one of my barbecues or something like that, and like they always travel. They like make like time. Like, There's people I haven't seen in forever, and they live like a minute away from me. I'm like, I just can't get off my ass to make an effort to go see them. And they're like 100% put in the effort. Like, they're just, they're such good people. And then you have people like Will, who just fucking live. That's it.
Yep. Well, whenever we move up there, I'm one of those, I like to drive and travel. So I'll just be like, yeah, I'll drive 4 hours. It's fine.
I know, but I was going to say, like, you're not moving much closer. You're just coming a different direction.
We'll be, yeah, but it'll be like 2 hours because we're looking at like Portland to the southern border of Maine area.
Oh, go to the southern border. Yeah. Southern border is so close.
Yeah. Of Maine. Yeah,
I can get to Maine in like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that area is like, we want to go there, but all the people from Boston who now telecommute or like hybrid commute, they're just jacking up. All the prices are jacking up. They're developing houses. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. But we'll see. That's next year. So.
Yeah. I'm not fully remote.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that the pendulum is very much swinging in the other direction now. Companies are like putting their foot down and being like, you don't want to do full remote? Cool. Bye. And they're like, wait. No. I was promised that I could be, I was part of a generation that was like, no more office. And then the offices were like, nah, fuck that. See ya. Go join a startup from like, go make your own startup. And it's like, it's pretty crazy. Like, Intel like just toasted 15,000 people.
Yeah. The big companies are getting rid of people, and
a big part of it is their unwillingness to go into the office. And like,
that's me. My job does not need to be in person anymore, unless it's like something very critical, like mission critical to be in person. But I can do all my job at home perfectly fine, more productive, actually get it done faster, so it saves you money. But hey. They want people in office.
I get both points, and I fully back both points. Like I think Musk makes the best case for in office. Where he just cites like the fact that you just can't replicate things remotely that you could, like, just like synergies you can't replicate remotely.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I get that. And then I get the fact that there are just some positions that there's really that synergy that you're wanting.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to this position, and I can just kind of sit at my house and do it. So I totally get it. I get both. But I don't know. It's crazy to see this, like, pushback from the employers.
I don't know. Like, I've noticed it because I continuously search for jobs at this point because I'm unemployed, technically. I'm freelancing right now. But, everyone's switching from either 2 years ago, everyone was doing remote jobs. Yep. And now it's hybrid or full-time in office. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to go to, like, a startup or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to have to switch careers at some point.
Do that. Dude, learn the code, man. That's the way it's at.
I thought about it, but learn
back end, learn infrastructure, I should say. Don't learn the code.
I actually thought about switching to code because my buddy he's not coding, but he does something in IT, coding, program development, some bullshit like that.
Software engineer. That's what I do.
Sure.
DevOps, platform engineering I do. They're all ultimately the same thing with like little differences.
I've been very clear with him. I don't know what he does for a job. I
bet he doesn't either.
So he works for defense. So he government contracted out security clearances. The company he works for, they ended up, it's a whole thing he has to sue them over. But they wiped out his security clearances.
The company did?
Yeah. They completely wiped his security clearances out, and they won't let him get new ones currently. So they're currently like dealing with this whole thing, and now they're going to be letting him go because he doesn't have security clearances to work on projects. But he can't get new ones because they're currently fighting with like the government for the security clearances issues. So he's going to have to get a special lawyer to like do it. It's a whole fucked up system. But I can tell you this much, the money he was making on it was outrageous.
Oh yeah. It's what I do is insane. Uh-huh. The breadth of pay scales, just depending where you work, all mm-hmm. you're doing, like the person who does my job for Netflix makes like $500-$600 a year, but they're not doing anything different than I'm doing. They're just doing it at a different scale. That's the fucking difference.
Yeah.
You're being compensated for the scale of which you build and architect and maintain and deploy. And then also like, you know, the sensitivity of like, because it's at such a scale of how like important it is. But the things they're doing are we do the same best practices they do. Like I do the same thing. I could look at their stuff and go, oh yeah, this looks good. It's just, you're doing it way more than I am, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. People do that. And it's like, eh. And those people, I don't know. People that like get those types of jobs, they're just like, they're in a different point in life than I am. And also like, I don't want to make that much money that like, should a company have like a hiccup financially, they're like, well, we got to cut shit. Like, oh, this guy, just cut him. That's a lot of money saved because the next person down who makes half that also does the same thing he does.
Hey, I mean, that's what just happened to me. So
yeah. So
they cut, I'll be fully transparent. They just cut $82,000 out of their year.
Yeah.
That's it. Which by the way, they could have paid someone much less to do that position.
Yeah.
That I was working. But
I mean, now that I have like kids and a family, like I'm not like gung ho trying to climb that ladder. I'm like, I'm doing very well right now. And like mm-hmm. in my world, it's like middle of the road. And I'm like, perfect.
Like what I was making for this area for a video editor was considerably high for salary, but video editors on salary don't happen often unless you're like in a production house, which is what I prefer to get back into. But as freelancing though, yes, you can make a lot more money, but you're making it 2 to 3 months at a time and then it's going to disappear and then it's going to come back. So that's what I'm currently doing. you gotta hustle.
So. I have the Discord open and I just saw Kevin Weaver's post on the fan list, which you could submit at top5ofdeath.com. Uh-huh. You can join the Discord.
Yep.
Oh man. Van ain't wrong. It's not wrong. But anyway, yeah. Okay. So that's our life update, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I mean, all right, this is Matt jumping in here. I'm just giving you a heads up. This goes on for a bit, so you're really not interested in hearing any of the political stuff. Jump to minute 57, and that'll get us right into the list. Thank you. I mean, we have some buffer time.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well use it. Let's see. We're at like roughly 15 minutes in, so
yeah,
let's just see where it goes, because we only got 10 things to get through on the list. But I mean, let's say one of the games of the Super Bowl happened for me.
Yes.
The presidential debate. I have many thoughts on it. I've listened to many other people's thoughts on it, which have like, I thought some were good, some were bad, some of which I have been like, I agree with that, and like have adopted them. But you said you watched almost all of it.
Almost. I got like, what is it? An hour 45. I think I watched like an hour and 10, hour 15. And I was just kind of like, at that point, I was like, I got a bunch of other work I got to do. I had it on as a second screen, but was actively paying attention to it. And
yeah.
And I also like to watch it because we're coming into a major election, and I don't want to be cut completely off guard, like talking out of hand about this, about like things that happen in the in the debate. I will say this debate somehow became, I mean, off the gate, these debates are not changing anyone's mind.
Like, no, that's like kind of like someone made like a good point about this whole thing was like, not that we shouldn't have them, but there is literally zero reason at this point, and it's actually like hurting to have these debates on corporate news channels. Yeah. Any of them. It's not the only way to reach the masses. It's actually probably a less preferable way, right? Because you have like, but like the bias of corporate news, all of them, plays like an unnecessary factor in this, in the election process.
Yeah.
We don't need it. It's detrimental. There's nothing positive that comes from it.
Yeah, we're not gaining anything from this. Like, if there was any, if you were to try and make any of these things type of work at this point, it wouldn't be debating each other, because that it doesn't matter anymore. We're just gonna throw barbs at each other. If you just wanted to do like, I don't know, make them have to speak and take questions from like the other parties, conference. Like just be like,
yeah,
just they have to answer questions from people who are like Trump supporters or Republican parties, whatever you want to do both, and then just make him have to do the same thing.
Well, they did this because before the pandemic, in the fucking establishment, mostly Democrats, but the establishment fucking fucked up the whole election process because they're fucking dirty. I won't say cheaters, but I'll say riggers. And they've rigged the whole thing, and they've changed things and a lot of stuff, which is all, by the way, if I sound like a Looney Tune to anybody, go read the Times article that they published. They bragged about everything they did. And when you read that, you go, what? It's like I forget what it's called, but there's a Times article about it. And they refer to themselves in the Time article as a cabal and a conspiracy to fortify the elections, to save democracy. But, I mean, even people who were fucking Nazi SS officers thought they were doing the right thing too, right? It's just, like, ridiculous. But the point I was going to make is, shit, what the fuck was I going to say? So before we used to have three debates. We had, like, a domestic policy debate, we had a foreign policy debate, and then we had, like, what you just described, which was, like, the town hall.
The town halls, yeah. Yeah,
exactly, right? You don't even remember it. You don't even remember it. But that's what tradition was. You would have three presidential debates. And like I said, it'd be the domestic, it'd be the foreign, and then it'd be the town hall. Like you said, people would stand up and ask
questions. Yeah.
But now they don't want to do that. Now they want to control everything, which they do. And they want everything on their terms.
Yeah, because they're not in front of audiences anymore. Were they ever?
Yes.
Yeah, they were in front of audiences, right? Yeah.
Always. Isn't that fucking crazy when you think and you go,
yeah,
I don't even remember that. It's like, man, the fucking propaganda machine is so fucking strong. It's unbelievable. And yeah, they normally were. That's why fucking Trump fucking crushed in 2016. He was just doing crowd work.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, that's his strength, honestly. If you're going to let him. Yeah.
He called Jeb Bush's wife ugly.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny.
He roasted the whole Republican dais that they were.
Oh my doing. God! Yeah, well, he stood up on there at a fucking conservative primary and said to Jeb Bush, "Your brother lied us into the Iraq War," which is true. And they booed him. They booed him.
It's always funny when they try to defend W, but I want to see them do it in front of other people because, like, there's that one clip when it was not Dick Cheney. Why does this happen to me? Who did Obama run against the first time?
John McCain,
where, like, the person came up and was like, it was John McCain. Yeah. It was at a John McCain thing, town hall, and this lady was asking a question. She was buying into the hype that, like, since his name was Barack Hussein Obama. So he was like, and he was like, hold on, let me correct you on this. Because he was speaking to change your mind. And I'm like, why can't we just have more of this stuff? We did.
We used to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. It ain't Trump that fucked this up. Uh-huh. It was everyone's response to an outsider gaining traction. That's what it was. It wasn't him.
It's going to happen whenever we have a third party person get real traction too. 100%. Which actually they do already. They've thrown them under the bus.
They sued RFK.
Time. Yep.
Just so everyone knows, this is your quick update here. They kept knowing Biden's senility. Everyone knew about it. They kept him on the primary. Sued in different states to keep RFK off the ballot. They moved goalposts to have they canceled primary elections in some states.
Mm-hmm.
People and they rigged it for long enough so the primary process was over and you couldn't do it again. And only then did they march out old senile Joe to show that he has no clothes to then pull off their soft coup, and give you what they got now. That was the process, and RFK knows that. He has spoken about it, and that's why he was like, these people can't win. And he went and endorsed Trump. They can't win. This isn't a vote for Trump. This is a vote against the establishment. Like that's the whole point here. And the thing about Trump is like we've had 4 years of him. It was fine. Nothing terrible happened. I would arguably say, slightly better than bad in a lot of things. No new wars. Economy is doing good, right? I guess that's really the only two things you want out of your president that they have control over is like foreign policy. And the economy. Economy was fucking kicking ass. Our oil reserves were topped off, which are now being depleted. And no new wars, right? I won't say no wars, because the wars that he came into continued on. He did escalate some of them with some more drone strikes, I believe, in Syria, which isn't good. I'm not pumped about that. But he wasn't the... You want his finger on the nuclear codes? It's like, actually, yes, I do. Because he's the only one who doesn't want people to die. Because that's what he said even in the debate, where he's like, I won't want people to die. Like, you want Ukraine to win? Like, no, I don't want anyone to die. And they're like, no. You want... We're the war machine, and there has to be war. I mean, that's the only thing we know. That's the election here. And I just can't stress enough. I don't have much of a voice. I don't have much of a reach. But, like, for the things that I do, like, I can't stress it enough. You vote for Kamala Harris. You're not voting against Donald Trump. You're voting for war and establishment control. And like I said, if this was a true election process, RFK would have at least had a primary appearance. RFK would have at least had a primary debate against Biden. And you would have had and people would have actually had to have elected Kamala Harris in a primary to choose her as the VP pick. Yeah. None of this has happened. People think they're voting to save democracy because they've been propagandized into that. We've all seen it. We've all heard it. If you think about it with a fucking shred of critical thinking skills for 2 seconds, you have not decided anything. You're being told who to vote for. And it's like creepy and it's terrifying.
Yeah. The one thing, because I looked into that, I remember when you first mentioned that it was like a soft coup. The thing is, what the DNC did, it's technically not unconstitutional, but I think you're going to see a precedent pop up like whenever probably the next Republicans in power, they're probably going to end up changing the way the primaries run at that point to where they can't
a coup doesn't have to be illegal.
True.
Even hard coups are legal.
True. It's one of the things that what they did, technically there's no precedent set for that to make sure it doesn't happen. But
no, because the people in power, they decide you're out. The real, the deep state, which exists of forever democracy of bureaucrats, a democracy, a forever body of people that aren't elected, that are put into these institutions of power. And the other thing too, is like, The Democrats, when they say democracy, they're not talking about the vote of the people. They refer to democracy as they're referring to institutions. That's their definition of democracy now. So to save democracy, they're talking about making sure that their fucking deep state bureaucratic forever bodies of institutions don't get fucked with. That's what they're trying to save. But anyway, so I guess back to the debate, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. It was like a very biased debate, but that's not like a surprise to anybody, including Trump. It shouldn't have been. Everything was tipped against him. But like, he knew that going in, right? Like he knows this, and like he should have done better. I don't think he did great. I think he was fine, yeah. But I don't think he landed any knockout blows. And if you know you're going into something like that, then you need to be more prepared to deal with it, and like you still have to win. Like, if you agree to that, if you agree to fight, you know, 2-on-1, then you better like have like a strategy or be prepared to beat up 2 people. And if you don't, and you lose, and you go, well, it was biased. You go, yeah, but you knew that going in. Like, it's not much of an excuse. Like, it's not like a shocker that like you thought you were debating one person, and it's like, oh no, you were actually debating 3, but you knew that ahead of time, and you still agreed to it, and you went into it. So it's like, that excuse doesn't really hold water with me. Yeah, it was like biased as fuck, and like there were so many things that went against him, and like that sucks. And the people who don't pay attention, like they don't notice that stuff. But like the people that do pay attention knew that was going to be the case, and it's like, well, then you should have just not done it. You should have just not done it. So yeah. I don't know how you feel about that or that string of thoughts.
I mean, he's already said he's not doing another one. Like, he's not going to... It was... What I watched was... Because even though most people think I am probably voting for Kamala, or this is what people most likely think. By the way, for the record, I'm completely open on my vote. I don't know...
You're the where one I'm guy. Going.
I don't know like where I'm movie. Going. Yeah. I'll be the one that they...
Everyone's like, giving you gifts.
It's tied. It's perfectly tied in our country. But, yeah, the
I think by election time, sitting around with me enough, I don't think any. I'm fully confident none of us will be voting for Kamala Harris. And if they do, I'm gonna be like, "Are you okay? Are you fucking all right?" But if you go, "Nah, man, I love war," I'd be like, "All right, cool. More power to you."
But I did this with like the back in what 2020, the Biden Trump debates. I watched him completely unbiased. Like, I'm just watching him just to see how these people perform. And I will say the one thing is, like, Kamala performed the same way she did the VP debate she did with the robot. Yeah.
Is that the one where he had the fly on his head?
Yes. That was the dead giveaway that, like, this is a robot. She performed the same way, exactly how I figured it was. But as I watched it, I'm like, they're throwing stuff out there. They're trying to bait Trump. And eventually he started just falling for it.
Yeah.
That was probably his worst worst performance. He just kept falling for it. And he gave us some great comedic stuff out of it. I will say that. Like, that you can just run with.
C-spot run.
Like,
he got people, in some good blows, but he did.
He's probably got the best one in, which I've even told Jess about this, which was they talk about what Kamala talks about, like they want to change this stuff and this stuff. And it would be like, I remember at one point in the debate, he didn't say it exactly this, but he said, you talk about changing this, but you're in charge currently. Like, you're in charge. Why aren't you doing it?
He's like, you go to Washington right now and get Joe out of bed and go sign an executive order and close the border right now.
Yeah,
he's like, but you won't said do
stuff
it.
Like that. I'm like, I give him credit; he's not wrong. So, that's like their weakest. That's currently the Democrats' like weakest thing, as they talk about all this change and stuff. It's like you're on 4 years, so. But
no, they're on 12 years. They've been in power for 12 of the last 16 years.
Yeah, if you're considering the full,
right. And then, like, you think of all the people that are coming out against Trump, of like Bush, Cheney, Obama. It's like, okay, just prove the point more that there's an establishment government and they're all fucking in on it and they don't want this guy to win. Someone, who was I talking to? Somebody. I think I was talking to Mike D actually. Cause he was like, man, I wish we didn't have like a two party system. I was like, yeah, I know. That's why you have to vote Trump. Trump is the third party. He's not a Republican. He was a Democrat his whole life. And the thing is you're not going to get a third party without a person that literally is this perfect storm of Donald Trump, because you need someone that has the name recognition that Trump does. You need someone that has the resources that Trump does. And most importantly, you need someone that has, for better or worse, the ego and narcissism and bravado to fucking go through with it and deal with all of this. Mm-hmm. And like, you need that. And I think there's some people that have like two out of the three, and that just ain't going to work. You just ain't going to. RFK, I think he could have withstood it, not from like an ego or narcissism point, but just like on a principles point. I think he could have withstood it. And he has the name recognition as being a Kennedy, but he didn't have the resources. And he couldn't. And the thing is he couldn't even generate them because he was hobbled by the machine at every turn. So he couldn't get there.
Yeah.
So it's like you need all three. And Trump, like him or hate him, he's got all three. He just does. Mm-hmm. And like, this is like the best shot. This is the best shot to like actually affect any changes to have in there. And it's like, I'm not saying he's like, I don't know, like the best thing ever. Like some people do is like, no, he's again, like I said, like last week, I'm like, he's just a fucking rich guy, but he's a rich guy that the other people that I really don't like fucking hate. And like, he says something and like, I think he has much better policy ideas. Not all of them, but if I'm looking at a sheet, if I'm voting for a sheet of paper, and I have Kamala's and I have Trump's, I'm voting Trump's every single time. Simple as that. Also to the fact that, you know, we didn't even get that sheet of paper from Kamala until 60 days into her fucking candidacy. That's sketchy. She still hasn't, she's done one interview and it was pre-taped, edited from 40 minutes and released only 18 minutes. She didn't even do it by herself. She brought her fucking VP with her. They're hiding her. And this isn't like a dumb thing. The reason they're hiding her is because then they go to the debate. Trump can't attack her. She hasn't done anything. She hasn't said anything. She has no stances. She's a complete hollow being of a candidate. She stands on nothing. She has nothing. So you can't attack her for anything. The only thing you can attack her for is the fact that she's the most low-rated VP in history. No one voted for her. She already ran for president. And got no delegates and dropped out before the first primary. And now somehow she's the fucking bee's knees of political change. Mm. You are just a fucking low information goddamn bot if you support this woman. That's it. And I mean that with as much insult as I can possibly hurl in that direction. You because the only argument you're going to make is an anti-Donald Trump argument, and that's not good enough. It is not good enough. And even on those arguments, you don't have good ones. You don't. You either have them based on a hoax, or you just don't have like any like real leg to stand on. There are a few things that he did, but I would not put those as like reasons to like aggressively vote against him. He's just a guy. Everything was fine. Things were good. Life was good. And everyone fucking was like, oh my God, he's going to kill the world. The exact opposite didn't happen. Obama, what happened? Russia took Crimea. Trump goes in office, nothing happens. Biden's in office, Russia invades Ukraine. Like he said, like Trump said in the debate, Kamala Harris went there, and then 3 days later, they invaded. She was there, she was supposed to fucking quell that shit, and the exact opposite happened. They don't care. They are a war machine. They don't care about people's lives. They want everyone to die. They have successfully killed hundreds of thousands of people that aren't like it's disgusting. It's like the worst thing ever. And people, you know, they're like, oh, I'm voting for the first black woman president. It's like, you're a fucking awful human. Like, you are such a like you are a literal danger to society as far as I'm concerned. Oh my goodness.
Do I sound terrible on your end?
Yeah, you do. You're doing it's a thing that's happening. What happened to you happened to me.
Oh my God. Because You're crackling as well. So do we have to jump out and jump back in?
Sure. Just save this and we'll... another technical... Man, Riverside, we got to get off this. We got
to
get the...
We're going to jump to a different one, yeah.
All right.
All right. I should be...
I'll see you in a minute. Oh, let me know when, okay. when I can bounce. And we're back. Let's jump. We'll freaking just wrap this part up here.
Yeah.
Any other... So one thing about the debate, too, that was just like, oh, my God. Like... They like, quote-unquote, fact-check Trump, like, however many times, and they didn't fucking, quote-unquote, fact-check Kamala a single fucking time. And she said some fucking blatant, fairly, like, even normie common lies. And they didn't say fucking boo to her a single time. And it's like, guys, you could have... They could have easily fact-checked Kamala on those just to make the argument that they were fair... And they would have been like, cool. They fact checked her on this lie that everyone's aware of. And they didn't. They didn't even bother. Like,
yeah,
the very fine people on both sides hoax. Biden said that one of the last speeches he did, and then Kamala said it. They're still saying it. It's widely known that is a fucking lie. He didn't say that at all, and people keep they knowingly. Lie. There's a difference between lying on purpose and being incorrect on something. There's a total difference. Those were fucking blatant lies. Blatant lies. The bloodbath thing, a blatant lie. And they didn't fact check her once. Not a single time. Because it was an unfair debate. Which again, to my earlier point, we all knew it was going to be, including Trump. And he should have compensated for that. And I don't really think he did. And like you said, Charles, I think he definitely fucking took the bait on a few things. Mm-hmm. And it was whatever.
Yeah. I will say the one bad look for him was, which is the one Will used in the text, which was like, I have concepts of a plan. I'm like, it's not the best wording to use.
But like, so they...
It comes off very funny.
And like, I don't mind that because yeah. like, cool, you're running for president. You've made this point. You should have more than concepts of a plan by now.
Yeah.
That was like a legitimate, legitimately, yeah, press him on that. He's running for president. He's made this claim, like, cool. Kamala Harris doesn't have a fucking plan for anything, and they didn't press her on any of them. The opening question, how are you going to fix the economy? Oh, I grew up middle class. That's not a fucking answer.
Yeah.
Answer the fucking question. Press her. But they didn't. So... Like, people, like, might be like, oh, that's unfair. They, like, pressed him on that. It's like, no. That was, like, see that moment of the debate right there when they, like, pressed him on that? That should have been for both of them the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's it. But no.
Yeah.
And then the way they would frame the questions, too, it was literally, like, the episode of The Simpsons where Mayor Quimby's running against Sideshow Bob for mayor. And the Rush Limbaugh character is moderating the debate. And... The way they were framing the questions was literally that whole moment in time where, you know what? I'm going to see if I can find it because it is worthy of hearing that clip. It's so fucking funny, but that's how they were asking the questions of both of them. Let me see here. Quimby, Bob, debate, moderator. Let's see what comes up here. There you go. See, it's 4 or 5 seconds.
Sideshow Bob, Councilman Les Wyman says that you're not experienced enough to be mayor. Sir, what do you have to say about that?
I'd say that Les Wyman ought to do more thinking and less whining.
Mayor Quimby, you are well known, sir, for your lenient stance on crime. But suppose for a second that your house was ransacked by thugs, your family tied up in the basement with socks in their mouths. You try to open the door, but there's too much blood on the knob.
What is your question?
My question's about the budget, sir.
That's the fucking debate that happened. That is exactly the same fucking thing. Exactly. And it's not seriously funny but it's incredibly funny. Yeah. That's how it was. They would like ask Trump to be like, oh, you said this one thing, it was one time, blah, 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 blah. Oh, like, what was it when the dude was like, he's like, you, in the past, you have claimed that you did not lose the election, but you said that you did the other day that you lost the election. And Trump said, he said, I was being sarcastic. That's the end of the answer. But that's not what happened. The guy goes, oh, well, it didn't sound like sarcasm to me. That's his fucking opinion and has no fucking point, adds nothing but his bias to the fucking debate. He asked him a question. He said, you said this. And he said, I was being sarcastic. And then the fucking moderator goes, well, didn't sound like sarcasm to me. Anyway, Kamala, are you fucking kidding me? That's that fucking clip. Oh, my God. The corporate media is your enemy. If anything happens, just destroy them. They need to be destroyed. But anyway, we can move on from that, I suppose. Unless you have any other thoughts. Actually, you know what? I want to know more about everyone else's positions on the show. I was thinking, every time I've done the episode and I get off and I'm like, thinking about like my own tirade, and I go, where's everybody else? Where are my peers here? Where are you, Charles? Mm-hmm. Where are you currently? You said earlier you're like barely open right now, but like,
yeah,
expand on that, please. I'm interested. Like,
if you're in the Discord, most people are probably going to think I'm usually a liberal and voting. Like, most people probably think I would be voting for Kamala Harris. If you look at my voting record, I have voted
Hitler?
Republican. I'm actually a registered Republican in Virginia. I think Republican, independent. I've voted Republican once in the beginning and then third party every time. I think I actually had to go back and look at this. I think it was McCain the first time.
Of all the Republicans.
I know. Of all the elections to vote in, that one really didn't matter. But it was my first time able to vote in a presidential election.
You voted against Obama?
At the time, yeah.
Even I voted for Obama.
This is one of the presidents I look back and went, damn, I should have knew more. Yeah. At least he's charismatic and likable. Like McCain at the time, way too, just wrong place, wrong time, every time he ran for president. I voted all those. Currently, my, because we probably don't differ much in our beliefs in government. Probably not, but
I can't imagine where we would.
Our main polarizing thing is that I've never been a Trump person ever. Like, and it's not even that I like buy into the media, because I don't seek out the news. Like, every time I get news, I'm like just scrolling through Reddit and I look at that and go, oh, okay, what's the context on it? Oh, okay. And that's what, like, whenever they want to highlight stuff on Trump, but like, I just never have liked him. And I actually got really excited when Biden stepped down, because I was like, for the 1 hour, I was like, oh, we're going to get candidates. Yeah. And yeah, then I an hour later, we're like, no, he endorsed Kamala. And I went, we're not getting candidates.
Damn. I was excited to see who might have like risen to the top. And I would be like, maybe I'll reevaluate my positions. Not even a little bit.
So, and the main thing that I will sway hardest towards, that I've said it before, is I am very much protecting the environment first. Like, that's the way I want to go. I'd love more cleaner energy. I'd love to like lock down some of the bigger corporations, like bullshit, and they're just lowering emissions and stuff. But I've never had a candidate who really sat there. JFK was JFK Jr. was probably the closest. JFK Jr. Excuse me, RFK Jr. was the closest.
Trump could make him head of the EPA.
Possibly.
I'll put it this way. Trump could do it. It 100% won't happen with Kamala.
They could, I feel like it'd be one of those things where it's like, yeah, he should be head of the EPA, and he makes him the head of something else completely different. And you're like, but qualified version.
I saw on Twitter, someone was just like, it got revealed that like, cause Trump did offer RFK the vice presidency, but I talked about that last week. But the whole friggin' Trump was talking to, RFK Jr. I said this again. RFK. And he's like, you know those people that killed your dad and uncle? How would you like to be their boss?
CIA, head of the CIA. Like, yeah.
So would it be fair to say that you were like an RFK supporter?
Not really. Like he's again another one of those people though. He came out wrong completely in the media. He never was pitched properly. Even just like looking at stuff, like
pitch himself. Yeah, but like how can you say that he wasn't pitched properly? Anytime he pitched himself, it was him pitching himself against what the media filtered him through to everyone else. Everyone calls him a kook. He's known as a kook. He's not a kook.
He is a little strange, I will say that. The bear carcass cutting the head off a dolphin? Whale. That story that came out his daughter talked about.
Dude.
That was way later. That's well after the fact that he was still no longer a candidate. But
we've all done crazy shit. It's just that some people have access to crazier things. Crazier. That's all.
Yeah.
If I had RFK's family and money and I was in that situation and I had the opportunity to cut something off with like a whale's head with a chainsaw, I'd be like, fucking let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Does that make me a bad person? I don't know. I don't think so, but
yeah. I'm not going to go over all my political stances, but like I'm very much, I do prefer small government, but I will say the one thing about the tipping point is like, I don't want what they're saying. Like we're going to control like prices of stuff. I'm like, you're getting a little too crazy there. I do at least want them to kick the door open and go, knock it off.
So there's something that is already illegal. So price gouging isn't a thing. And you can't control for that at the end of a gun. That's communism. But what's the other one? Price. When like multiple companies get together and price fixing, you can't do it. That is already illegal. And I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. But price gouging is not a thing. If it's two companies and one sells it for $1 million, the other person sells it for a nickel. You're like, yeah, they're price gouging, but then
that's the open market economy.
Correct. Yeah, the market will correct.
That's the open market, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I get that. Oh, what about Trump's latest policy suggestion? No taxes on overtime. That's his policy. He says, anything over 40 hours will no longer be taxed.
I mean, it shouldn't, but I also have never gotten overtime pay. So.
No, I know, but like...
yeah.
From like a policy standpoint, that's a good policy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you vote against that? You go, no, I want more taxes. And Kamala's like, oh, no taxes on tips. Again, as I pointed out, she was the deciding vote to tax the tips.
Yeah.
It was her single-handedly.
I'm against the whole fucking tipping economy in the first place. So I've been outside the country.
Tax those motherfuckers.
I've been to countries where we don't have to tip, and I love it. Because you know what? They give you your food. They give you a bottle of water on your table, and they're like, bye. I'm like, great. Don't need you to check in on me.
It's just because you're an antisocial curmudgeon.
Yes, I am. I don't want to go to the office. I don't want to be bothered when I'm eating.
Put this man in a cardboard box, and he's happy.
That's my life.
Okay, but what about the real repercussions of continuing this current foreign policy?
Like what? With the Ukraine
war? With having a proxy war with a nuclear superpower?
I've been very much against the amount of money we are sending to the Ukraine right now. Because every time they're like, we need to keep sending money. I'm like, have you seen some of our cities and the amount of people we have living on the streets right now?
That, you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a Make America First sign on. Because that's...
Make America First. Oh, it's just math. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Make America Great Again. I what's the word? I conflated the two. But an American First policy, which is a Trump policy.
If you got rid of like the group of like the hardcore MAGA followers,
you can't get rid of the Juggalos and still have ICP. Okay. You can't, it just won't happen. And I like ICP and I don't like the Juggalos. Okay. I'm used to this.
It's fair.
I'm used to it.
It's the same.
Get rid of the Juggalos.
It's the same with wrestling and Marx.
Yes. You can't get rid of this fat smelly guy who brought his own championship belt and still have wrestling.
Yep. It's true.
You can't get rid of haunted houses without, again, the Juggalos. It's like, I get it, man. I'm right there.
Sounds
with
like
you.
We have more of a Juggalo issue than we do.
I'm right there with you. I also don't like being associated with those people, but it's and like, then, right, whatever, man. I'm not one of them, but I'm just voting for this guy. I'm just, that's all I'm doing.
And then if we're going to, the other foreign policy, which is like Israel and Palestine, man, but, here's my one stance on it. I think the war has been stupid for a very long time. And that's my stance on it. And I'm just like, I don't look deep into it. And I'm just like, this is stupid. So I have no strong feelings either way. I don't look into it. I have no say in this war.
Well,
I can't offer a stance on it.
I basically am with you. I am pretty informed on it. A lot of really weird shit has been uncovered, is from my opinion, about the amount of influence Israel has in the U.S., which is like fairly concerning. Let me rephrase that. Extremely concerning. But I just don't think we need to be funding any foreign anything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially wars. Listen, if I could wave a wand and like what I said was like whatever, I'd be like, listen, if we're going to get involved in wars, this is what we do. We show up as the fucking biggest fucking military force, and we say, knock it off, both of you.
Yeah.
Both of you. Figure it out.
Or
guess what? The U.S. just got two new states. That's your fucking options. That's it? Like, what's wrong with this? Be like, hey, Russia and Ukraine? Well, to be fair, I am very anti-Ukraine war. I think that it was a completely avoidable war, and the war machine is what provoked it. And you always got to fucking preface this. I don't like that Russia invaded. I understand why they invaded. And if the same shit happened in Mexico with the U.S., we would do the same fucking thing. And it's to pretend that that's like an unreasonable take is you're actively being a biased liar.
Yeah.
You just can't. A country cannot let their biggest military adversary exist on its own border. Like, it just, you can't. I wish it didn't happen, but we fucking, when you go up there and you're like, we're gonna get Ukraine and NATO, and they're like, Russia's like, that's the one thing we don't want. And you go, yeah, well, we're gonna do it. And they're like, well, then I have to respond. They go, yeah, but we're still gonna do it. And it's like, I'm telling you, just don't do it. Even the president of NATO came out and said and admitted on camera that Vladimir Putin said, just give me a document in writing saying that you won't enter Ukraine into NATO. And he said no. And then they invaded. That was it. Simple. Whole thing could have been avoided with a letter. That's it. All these lives. All these people's fucking actual lives. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. But you're only going to get more of it, and it's going to get worse under the current administration, which is the Harris-Walz administration continuing it on. And they want that because it's money. That's all they control. It's U.S. hegemony.
We're sending so much money.
Yes. It's outrageous. It's all part of the scheme. That's why you got to vote Trump. Just fucking hold your nose. Just vote. Again, my whole pitch with Trump is like, listen, I get it. You fucking hate his guts. But 2016 to 2020 minus the pandemic was perfectly fine. I would, again, argue that it was good. And we can just go back to that. If anything, nothing will get worse. But... you know, just for like a news update, Biden just okayed long-range missile strikes into Russia using U.S. weapons. So,
did they?
Yeah, he said, yeah, that's cool. Even though they said they wouldn't. So when he does that, then Russia's going to be like, okay.
He hasn't approved it yet.
He hasn't approved it yet?
It's deliberate. It's currently being poised, deliberates.
This thing is the October surprise. They want to kick off a hot war with Russia before the election. That's the plan.
Well, I mean, that's actually the one, I feel like that is the one weird good thing that came out of that war, is it showed Russia's ass, and they don't have as strong as military as we thought.
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think Russia's really flexing any muscle.
The only thing they have is the nuclear option, which we're like, oh, okay,
they have ICBMs. They have a lot of shit. They're if they wanted to turn Kyiv into glass, they would.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do that with every person. I mean, every war, and we're like,
these aren't good conversations to have. This shouldn't be happening at all.
Mm-hmm. We don't need them, but
I mean, Ukraine has lost this war. It's been lost. They just keep continuing it on because the West tells them to. That's it. I mean, Putin even said in a press conference the other day, is like, you know, Trump said that he could end it. He's like, I'd be willing to, you know, take the phone call and see what the proposal is. Cool. Can we have peace? Can people stop dying around the world? But
if only
people just put Ukrainian flags in their bio and they go, I support Ukraine. But what you are doing without even knowing it is condemning hundreds of thousands of people to death. And that reality does not exist in people's heads. But anyway, this has been the longest political take on it. Yeah. I apologize. We should honestly edit the show and just
put this as a separate one.
No, not that. I was going to say, just like before we get into it, just be like, hey, we do some political talk for this amount of time. If you're not interested and you just want to go right to the list, just jump to this timestamp.
50 minutes in.
Yeah. Jump to the timestamp. 2 hours and 10 minutes. And they look at their thing. They're like, but then there's only 10 minutes of the show left. They're like, yep.
That's how there's two of us. What do you. It happens.
But yeah.
We have an audience. They know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Just vote. Just guys, just everyone, just vote Trump. Just do it. It's not going to. It's the bad stuff only happens when you vote Kamala Harris. I'm just telling you. But. Anyway,
well, we don't have any deaths this week. Will's not here. Yeah. Will's out, even though he landslide vote didn't give us any deaths. So bother him next week. But Matt, this was your topic pick. This was your pick.
I picked top five pairs, and Charles immediately said, "We've already done duos," and I said, "I said fucking pairs."
Hairs. Yeah.
And looking at the listener list here, they don't get it. I don't know if Charles got it. Charles then responded and said, "All right, I won't ask too many questions."
I wanted to see how I would get this.
I wanted to see.
I even looked up what's the difference between pairs and duos, and it's like,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll see if I even get close on this. If not, I have a completely different list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, again, I wanted to put this out there because I wanted to bait all the fun butts, and they are taking it. They are taking it because they just don't get it, man. They don't get the way my brain thinks. I'm always like, always keep them guessing kind of guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But should I go first? Or should you go first? I know it's up to me, but how confident are you that you think that you'd made this list correctly?
I purposely made my number five pick and four pick to be to see which one I got right. So
then you go first.
I can go first.
What's your number five?
My number five is a pair of wool socks. You know what? It's September. I'm going off of the literal idea of pairs where there's two things that match or complement each other. And it's September. It's going to start getting cold. I can't wait to wear wool socks.
Aren't they itchy?
I mean, I guess when I say wool socks, I'm saying like comfy socks, thick winter socks that people love wearing. I don't know. I'm one of those people.
I wanted to be a sock person for some reason at one point in time. And, you know what it was? When I got like my big boy job and I was like, oh, I got to like wear like,
fun.
Nice office clothes. So I was like, well, let's get some socks. Dude, socks are fucking expensive.
Yeah, man.
Way more than the whole industry to pay.
Yeah. If they have a pattern on them, you're fucked. Like, oh, they're going to be expensive. Yeah.
I just buy like packs of like generic business socks.
Yeah. I don't have to wear any job I've ever owned. Never had to wear a business suit, like dress up, anything like that. And I have like four pairs of dress socks and they all have a different animal on them. And I bought them in like 2012 and that's the last time I bought dress socks. So I wear them the one time out of the year, every year that I have to dress up for some reason.
But then like I see people that have cool socks and I'm like, man, I wish I had cool socks, but I'm like, what'd you pay like $25 for that one pair of socks? That's too much.
Yeah. They're about there. Like, it's up there with, you go to Target and you want to go buy, like, what, like, Common Thieves, I think, is, like, one of the, same with the underwear.
Oh, Pair of Thieves.
Pair of Thieves, but they're, like, $15 for, like, one pair of underwear. I'm like, one pair of underwear? $15. You got a pair? There you go. And those aren't even have a pattern on them.
Yeah, these are the fucking, imagine there's just like a fucking massive shit stain on them.
They are inside out right now.
Yeah. That's where my balls go. Well, let me rephrase that. They don't touch them. They don't hang enough to even touch the boxers.
But yeah, like, so, pair of wool socks. Can't wait to get them on. It's still 80 degrees here in Virginia, and it's September 15th, so probably another like 2 weeks and we'll start getting cool off. But I still have to run the air conditioning, and I hate it. I can't wait for put on my comfy socks. What?
I had a really loud pair of these. I don't know where they, and they must be in the laundry.
I have a couple, like, and also in terms of buying socks. So since I'm a runner, I run in toe socks. So I'm that weird person.
You're such a fucking loser.
It's been, I love them. But yeah, you want to talk about having loud socks. Those socks are have a lot of colors to them.
Yeah,
and in my professional setting, wearing like Vans slip-ons, because that's the type, I don't have regular shoes. My socks showed a lot. So it's just like, oh yeah, I'm just wearing my dinosaur running socks today. It's fine.
But yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll put it this way.
It's my five.
I'm interested to see what your number four is, because your number five is on the money.
Okay.
Kind of. But because some of mine are just like a little bit out there, but they're pairs.
Yeah.
All right, my number five.
Mm-hmm.
Awe.
What?
My number five is awe.
An awe pair?
An awe pair.
Oh my God.
Put that sink in, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pair.
It is.
I would like an aw pair for someone who has kids. And there's websites that are like, you can like get them, and they're expensive. And dude, if you look, you know what? I'm going to look right now. If you look for like an aw pair like agency, and like you look at their like website, like their advertising stuff, They're basically just being like, oh, here's a woman you can have an affair with.
Yeah, that's, you know, they're just here for possibly a green card. It's fine.
And I'm jealous. And, like, sometimes I'll see women out with kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that woman doesn't look like she's had all these kids. And it's like, oh, she's an au pair. And it's like, oh. She's an au pair.
Then you hear her accent and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like, get in the car. Get these kids in the car.
Yo, my cousins, my very well-off cousins, had like, they went through two au pairs.
Wow. He banged two. Both.
I don't know. But they had two different German ones. Oh, no, they had a Brazilian one. Ooh, as well.
Wow. How can you resist?
Yeah. But yeah, they were the quite well off cousins, and yeah, they had an au pair.
Au pair in America. Let's see here.
It's a whole service.
No. Come on, can I have a catalog like picking my au pair? That's all I want. Yeah, no. Yeah, man. Whew. Hachi machi. How much is it? Just tell me, you know what? I'll ask my friend ChatGPT.
By the way,
ChatGPT is the best. If you don't have that app, it's the best.
Oh, it's an app. I don't have the app. I just use it on my desktop.
No, just get the app on your phone, and because it's way. If you need to Google something that's a question, ChatGPT is way better. Like when I say, how much does an aw pair cost in the U.S.? Like this will actually like give me an answer versus like I have to go find the answer on some website. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. It's thinking. It's really thinking.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna hit it. Oh, here we go. Ah, here we go. Again, this is just the best service if you got questions you need answers. The cost of hosting an au pair in the U.S. typically ranges from $20,000 to $30,000 per year, which actually is way more affordable than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's program fees. They range between like $8,000 and $10,000. Then there's a weekly stipend, which is around $200 to $300. Room and board, which, sure. Education. The host family must contribute up to $500 annually for the au pair's education. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Additional cost, the abortion you need to pay for when you impregnate. Oh, that's weird. No.
Damn, ChatGPT really went in depth.
You know what? It does learn about me.
they pulled from someone's random ass story.
So 20 to 30K living.
That's not too bad. But then you're paying for what? Their room and board.
Well, here's the other.
They're living with you.
Daycare.
Oh my god,
it's not much different.
No, I learned about the cost because, Jeff works for a company and they provide daycare, and it's a lot. I can't imagine how people afford pre-K. Yeah,
and that cost me $1,200 a month.
Oh my god,
which is actually a good price.
I know, but it's still,
yeah.
Oh man.
So then when she goes to, because I'm like looking for private school for her, because I'm not sending her to Lynn public schools because I don't want her to get stabbed or in like jumped into a gang or something. Mm-hmm. There's like some that are around here that are like 10K, like 10-12K. And I'm like, well,
who's making that? Who's making that much money?
I make that much money, but when I'm already paying, so if I'm paying $1,200 a month over 12 mm-hmm. times 12, right, is what? $1 million? Right? So it's like, okay.
12 times 2,400 a month? 2,400? No.
Yeah. No, it's not 2,400.
Oh my God, we're stupid. Like 12,000 a year?
I know. I was just like, I make a lot of money. I don't know what 12 times 12 is. Not the top. ChatGPT, hold on. Help me.
Oh, boy, that's embarrassing.
Come on, we got to answer this. We don't know it yet. Isn't it? Wait, sorry, 10 times 100 plus, no. All right, 10 times 12 is 120, 124.
12 times 12 is 100, what, 144?
144.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm not paying $144, but.
Well.
I'm just doing fucking math. Why am I doing it in ChatGPT? I have a fucking calculator on my phone. This 14,400 is showing how stupid we are.
Yes.
I just made this whole thing of like, you should vote for this or you're an idiot. And then they're like, okay, sir, what's the next question? The next question is 12 times 12. And I go, listen, just vote for whoever you want. I'm not the person to take
14,400 a month.
Yeah, okay.
So a year.
Yeah. So it's like a little less than the daycare, but it's only for the school year. You know what I mean? So it's like that's a trade-off. So
yeah.
Yeah. But you get an au pair. You get an au pair, dude. Number five, au pairs.
Dude.
Where would you want an au pair from? What country?
Oh, man. What am I going to pick? What am I trying to fulfill a fantasy or just where I want to pick one?
I'm just asking a question. You answer it however you want.
Probably Austria.
Austria?
Yeah.
Those big-ass women?
I want someone who's firm with the child, all right?
That's true. You know what? Actually, that's a good point. What kind of like culture do I want my child? If that's the case, God, I don't know. I'd say, I would say Japan, but they don't exactly have like the best culture for like.
I thought about that
unless,
as well.
Unless I want them to be like docile homemakers, which I totally, if they wanted to be, I'm like all for it. I don't know. I don't know what country. But if I was voting for me, if I was picking on my behalf, I don't know. I might go Brazil.
Brazil?
No. I don't. Because big. Sometimes asses are too big for me, and I'm like, that's too much. There's a lot of like, all I can think about is just like massive farts. Just like.
You need a modest country. You need one that's like right down the middle.
Yeah. Like a nice France. I saw a real French, like real French girls in like Epcot,
mm-hmm.
and legit, I was like, they're fucking beautiful. Like, I was like dumbstruck with like the level of beauty these girls had. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't even like hesitate to like bring it up to my wife, because it didn't matter, because I knew when she looked at them, she'd go, oh my God, yeah. And yeah. I was like, look at them. They're fucking perfect. They're like beautiful women.
Like,
I'm beautiful. I was like, yeah, you're beautiful too, but you're American beautiful.
Whole different story.
Yeah, but I don't know. My number five, au pair. All right, what's your number four? Because now this is the other one, right? Or did you switch it?
This is where it swings the other way. Okay. So I took the word pair, and I went with steak and red wine. Good food pairing.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
On the surface,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, nah, but you are, when you said food pairing, I think it checks. I think it ticks the box as a pair. I think that's an excellent swerve, which I didn't think of.
Steak and red wine. I mean, it's a common, like.
I wouldn't I know can't from edge as fuck, Charles.
Yeah. I can't explain why it's good. I don't have a great palate. We were at a winery yesterday hanging out, and I think for the rest of my life, I'll never have a great palate for wine. I prefer sweet wines, which most people are like, ugh.
Chocolate milk?
Yeah, chocolate milk wine? Mmm. What grapes do those come from? Yeah, steak and red wine. What type of red wine? I don't know. Merlot, I guess?
I make it Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah. Prison wine? It's just good. It's a great combo. I can't figure out why. It just is. But yeah, I can't speak too much on it because, I mean, it's red wine.
Tasty. Yeah, you're not going to have a conversation steak, with me about
tasty.
It.
Just talk about myself. Yeah.
What's your preferred cut of steak?
Again, I mean, actually, if I'm going to pick the type of steak I like, hopefully you can hear the cat feeder going off. It's 12 o'clock, everybody. Yep. It's quieter than the last one. I actually, like, if I'm picking steaks, I like a good skirt steak.
Skirt like, steak?
Yeah, it's like a thinner cut. Like,
yeah, I know what thinner, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I prefer them. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like them like when they're like really like heavily like marinated and seasoned?
Yeah, if you're going to get like a Korean barbecue steak as well, okay. Like that type of seasoning. Right. Mm, yeah. But outside of that, I don't know. It's just steak. I'm sadly one of those people. It's just steak to me.
It's just like.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my number four.
Good steak number four. And
red wine. Yeah.
Red wine.
That song's good. Huh? all right. The obvious one, my number four, I'm going Bosch.
Bosch pair?
Yeah, B-O-S-C. Look it up.
B-O-S-C.
Yeah, it's the obvious one. Come on.
I have to look. Oh, my God, you're picking pairs.
Yeah, it's a pair, dude.
Yeah.
It's a Bosch.
Yeah.
I like them.
I like pears. There was a long streak of time where I just ate pears as, like, my fruit.
And when I was a kid at Christmas, I'll never forget this because, as my wife says,
box of pears.
No, I have the memory of like a fucking robot for some reason. I remember so much of my childhood, and my wife has like no memories.
Weird.
Do you have a lot of memories of your childhood? Like a lot,
a good amount,
like, very specific, like tons of them.
I can pull them up, but a lot of times they are like just random things, but like, yeah. I haven't forgotten about my childhood.
So one Christmas at my so my grandmother.
Do you want to lament about this? Because full transparency, I have to go to the bathroom real bad.
Sure, yeah, I'll tell the whole story.
Yeah,
so when I was a kid, my grandparents lived in a three-family house. My grandmother lived on the second floor. My great aunt, her sister, lived on the top floor, and then my aunt and uncle lived on the bottom floor. And on Christmas was the only time that we would ever go up to my aunt's house because she, you know, she was a grandmother too, and, you know, we were all family, but she didn't really host very often. But Christmas was the one time because it's everyone gets together. So we would have dinner at my grandmother's house on the second floor, and then we would go up for cake and pastries cake and pastries, coffee and pastries upstairs. And they, someone, I'm sure we all do. I'm sure we all have like relatives that always bring the same thing to every holiday. Like on Christmas, so-and-so brings this, and they do it every year. And I don't know where they got it, but someone would bring a, like a fruit display tray. And it would have pears on it. And I remember one specific year, I don't know why, I've never like sought after pears. I've never like been like, man, know what I go for? A fucking pear. I was like, I'll take a pear. I bit into this pear and it was the sweetest, juiciest pear I have ever had. And I was like, yo, this pear is delicious. So I ate all the pears on the thing, which is only like four. I had like four pears. And they were good. And I was like, man, I love pears. So like the next time we went shopping, I was like, oh, can we get some pears? So we got pears and the I bit into it. And it was like the most fucking unripe, hard-ass, disgusting pear.
Ugh.
And I was very disappointed because I was fully expecting that sweet, soft, juicy pear that I had at my grandmother's, well, my great-aunt's house. And that's kind of when I learned about the difference of ripe fruit.
Oh. Yeah.
I love you came in on the end of that story because if you just came in where you came in, you go, what the fuck else was said that led to this moment of being like, and that's when I learned about the differences in ripeness. But that was my story. That was my time-filling story. But yeah, so that's my number four is Bosch or Bosch. I think it's Bosch.
Bosch pears.
Bosch pears.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Then my number three is going to be...
sugar water.
My number three is twins.
Twins.
Yeah. They come in... They're a natural pair. Two of the same kind.
Yeah. What? Who's your favorite twin?
Who's my favorite twin?
Yeah, who's your favorite twin?
Which of the Olsen twins do I prefer?
They're both disgusting.
You think so?
Oh my god, yeah. They just look like friggin' heroin addicts.
Yeah.
And they have their head to neck size ratio looks like the Megan robot from that horror movie.
they were the beta testing for they were the prototypes for Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah,
like their younger sister who came out and then she looks like their mom.
Yes,
because she's
like in a much more healthy, attractive way.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if I have a... Because I'll feel like I'll name one, then I'll go, oh, wait, what about that grouping?
I mean, if I had to pick like a twin based off of the things I usually judge things by, I'd say the Bella twins.
I was going to say, like, most people are probably going to say the Bella twins, especially in our... Even though she's having a terrible run of it. I don't know if you've caught up on her news. Yeah,
didn't something recently happen?
They called the police on spousal abuse. Her husband,
man, John Cena, fucker should have came in. It would have been like such a whole thing.
Perfect run in.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that's happened with what, Nikki Bella, I think.
Whatever one's not married to Daniel Bryan.
I think that's Nikki. I don't know. I never, honestly, the time they were in wrestling, I wasn't watching wrestling.
You weren't missing much. That was the time to not watch. I'll tell you that much.
The butterfly belt era.
Oh yeah, the pink pussy belt.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Like, that's always brought back around on other wrestling podcasts. But yeah, twins. They are a natural reoccurring pair.
There you go.
Hold on, what's going on? If I'm gonna pick a pair of twins, the Weasleys. Go with that.
That's not a bad one.
Especially the casting. Perfect.
Yeah.
Granted, they are actual twins in real life, but none of this Hollywood bullshit where you have the same actor playing two roles.
Yeah, no Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger.
Great set of twins.
Uh-huh.
Man, could you imagine trying to pitch that movie now?
No. Like, no, because the difference is, wouldn't it be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito? It'd be like
Kevin Hart,
dude,
the Rock,
who played fucking Shang-Chi and Donnie Glover or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be about what it is. It would
actually
not be the...
if it was them, I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that sounds pretty good.
Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to make that distinction. That's not Danny Glover from...
Too damn old for this shit.
Yeah. But yeah. Twins.
Twins. All right, that's a good one. All right, was it my number three?
Huh? Yeah.
All right. Here's a thing. My number three. Mm-hmm. Tongs.
Yeah.
I need that pair of tongs over there.
Yeah, have you ever used just a tong?
A single?
Just a single tong.
For fucking what?
Exactly.
It's useless.
I just thought of that. Like, why are they? Yeah, there are. Why are it's tongs are just the plural? Yeah. What has anyone ever just used one?
No. Because to use one, the only thing you can do is poke and move a piece of food on a grill, yeah, or on like a skillet. At which point you wouldn't use that tool. You'd use a flipper or a spatula.
A flipper.
A flipper. So
yeah.
Oh, a turner. They're called turners. My mistake. There's a difference. A spatula is not a turner. They're different things.
Turner.
Believe me, I had the same reaction that you did when someone pointed that out. I went, this is a spatula. And they're like, no, that's a turner. And I said, get the fuck out of my house. But
currently
it's true.
Is it the long, thin one? What? Like, or
a spatula is like the silicone
yeah,
things that like you would scrape like a cake pan with. That's a spatula.
Yeah.
But a turner is like what you would like flip a
what
burger
we consider
with
a spatula.
It's what? Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm actually looking at it now.
Yeah. It makes sense because a turner does that. Like you would flip a burger with a turner. Mm-hmm. You would flip a piece of fish with a turner because you're turning it over. That's its function. I don't know what the word spatula means. Okay. So I can't like break that one down. But I would assume it means to scrape.
Yeah. I'm having a whole like
sorry,
cookies are biscuits, but biscuits are scones in the UK type deal. Because I'm like, I call a turner a spatula, and then a spatula I call a scraper, which are like the rubber spatulas. Yes. I call those scrapers.
Oh, I've never called it a scraper. A scraper? Yeah. I never called that a scraper.
Because yeah, that's what we use it for. Scrape, so, yeah.
Yes, but that
and
is
then
a
I'm looking at a chart that on bed from Bed Bath & Beyond where it's tongs, small and large, yeah, spatula. And then in between turner and spatula, there's a spoonula. I don't
dig
know what that
through
is.
Through the ditches and burn through the witches and drown in the back of my spoonula.
Spoonula. It's like
cereal,
a spatula, but it's got a little scoop to it.
A little scoop. I might need one scoop of those. I love kitchen gadgets. When I see something like, oh, what a very specific thing this is needed for, I will have it.
Because mm-hmm,
what if I need it?
Man, I wish I had space for kitchen gadgets. I
don't
have
a
tiny ass kitchen.
You should see one of the drawers in my kitchen. It's like, what do you need in there? Because I hope you have enough time to find it.
I gotta tell you, I'll tell you exactly how to find it, right?
Oh my goodness.
A flipper or tongs. Excuse me. We're talking about tongs.
Oh yeah, tongs. Tongs are great. You know what I said, and I never followed through on it, but the beginning of this year, I said, I want to invest in like a high end pair of tongs or tongs.
Really? Yeah.
And I never did. Because the ones I have now, they're fine, but like I'm sure they make better ones and I want like good ones. Because I flip my steaks with the tongs.
Oh. I have we have a pair of tongs and they're fine, but every time I use them, if I have to pick up like bacon, it's not happening.
No.
We gotta get a different pair of like metal tongs that can actually like clasp.
Yeah, that's
and hold things.
Like, that's why I feel like they make better ones.
Oh yeah. We have ones that can currently flip like a hot dog. Like it perfectly grabs a wiener.
Have you seen the new hot dog flipping tong?
What?
All right, so this guy made this device. I'll try to explain it for those listening. It's a pair of tongs, but they have like a little thing in the middle that the food can rotate through like the handle.
What?
I know, it's so hard to explain. So imagine you had your left and your right tong, and on each tong was a little
like
dowel thing that stuck into the food. Like imagine putting like a toothpick through a hot dog and you could spin it. Similar concept, but that way you can flip the food without having to like turn it left or right.
Yeah.
It flips north to south.
Interesting.
It's pointless, but it's cool.
That's a very specific gadget.
Yes, and I love those.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, that's my number three, tongs, baby.
Tongs.
And I'm not talking about the fucking shoes.
Tongs? The shoes?
Yeah. Look, get some culture, will you? Why don't you grow up where I grew
shoes.
Up?
Do you mean Tom's shoes?
No, I mean tongs. They're like
it only pulls up Tom's shoes.
No.
Are you talking about thongs? Which are flip-flops?
No, I'm talking.
Oh, okay. God damn
it. ChatGPT, come save my day. What are the
masculine wholesale tong shoes
called?
I just found.
You found them?
They're kind of like a sandal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about these. Tongs is a term commonly used in Australia and New Zealand to refer to flip-flops or thong sandals.
Yeah, I always know them as thong sandals, like back then. But tongs?
Sandals? I don't want to call them flip-flops, but I have family members that call them tongs.
I basically exist in flip-flops now that I work from home.
I hate you. Oh, God, don't wear them. Your fucking toe is going to scrape on the ground. Ugh.
Nope. And then I also wear slides.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. You know, think of all the stuff you're just missing out on.
No, I'm not missing
watching
anything.
Us on video. You could watch us on video.
Go to these post to YouTube now. You can watch us.
Yeah.
You can watch us do the show.
They post to YouTube on Monday or Tuesday.
Yep, depending on how busy people are.
Yeah. So
you can see my underwear. I showed my underwear.
Yeah, he showed his underwear. I showed my shoes. I can show my foot.
You can look behind me. My dirty, disgusting room because the baby sleeps in here. And
I mean,
if you have kids, you understand.
Look at this. Look, I'm in a cat room right now. There's a cat right over there.
Yeah, Charles has a cat room.
We have two.
Yeah, I had a cat it's on our, there. You can see my big belly?
We could do that. Would be a topic idea. We just record shirtless.
Oh my God. All right. Fine.
Hey. Would we get pulled off of YouTube? Who knows?
I don't know. I'll give you a little preview. Look at this. Look at that pasty ass stretch mark on my big fat belly. Oh man, I'm great. Number two?
Two. Now I'm circling back around. Food pairing, fried chicken and waffles.
Whoa, come on. Can't say that.
No. Fried what?
Can't say that.
What? Fried chicken and waffles?
What's wrong with that? You're going to get us demonetized.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Fried chicken waffles.
Man, I love fried chicken and waffles. I don't know about you.
Man, you are some cultural.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Supremacist.
There's nothing wrong with. Have you ever had it? I mean, it's delicious.
Of course I've had. Of course I've had. Yeah, that sounds right.
There's a restaurant down the street that is their specialty, and I've never gone to it because it's incredibly busy.
Oh. I was going to say incredibly dangerous.
No, it's incredibly busy. Every time I've gone, it's a wait. Like, they're never ready immediately. Which, by the way, fried chicken waffles should not be ready immediately.
Yeah. You know what I do for my kids? I make them dad's chicken and waffles, which is literally just like dino nuggets on an Eggo waffle.
Yo, there's nothing wrong with that.
It ain't bad. It ain't bad. You drizzle it with the pancakes here.
I got to say, I prefer when it comes to fried chicken and waffles, if you give me chicken tenders, whatever, I'm still going to eat it. It's the same thing. Like,
I feel like I need to go on like a fried chicken journey because here's the thing.
Get good fried chicken.
I avoided fried chicken for a long time because of my teeth situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they're like, oh, like it's got to be real crispy and this and that. I'm like, that will shatter my teeth. So I just didn't get it. But now I got these 30K fucking newbies,
mm-hmm.
and they're ready to go. They are ready to go. Look at these things. You hear that?
Chomp right into them.
He's not even real. I can barely feel it.
Someone probably hates this noise. Tap it on teeth.
But they're not real. They certainly yellow like real teeth, I'll tell you that.
Damn, really?
It's kind of impressive how naturally they age. Like, I don't know what it is about them, but they're definitely... I've told a story about how when I got them, they gave me, like, the old woman color gums and all that shit. but, like, now, like, even the gums are, like... Hold on, I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah, I see it.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I feel like I've missed out on a lot of fried chicken, and I would like to get into it.
Uh-huh. I mean, you have to find good places, too. That's the thing. You can't just go to, like, KFC, Popeyes. I mean, whatever.
That is the thing, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes, like, they're like, oh, you got to go to this place for fried chicken. And then I go, and I'm like, is this really the place you're boasting about? Like, people fucking, they rant and rave about fried chicken. Like, oh, this place has the best, this, that, the other thing. It's like one of those foods where, like, people, like, put their, like, you know, seal of approval on it. And then I go and I'm like, I mean, it just tastes like fucking, there's nothing, like, special about it, you know?
But yeah, I feel like you have to go to, like, you have to go to places that specialize in it, but you have to go to, like, what is it, like, the places down in, like, Austin and Nashville. Granted, most of those just make chicken sandwiches at this point, but...
Yeah.
Like, you would have to go to, like, places that are, you know, they're bougie and you have to wait in a really long line to get it.
Yeah, I'm going down there in March.
To Austin?
Austin,
Massachusetts?
Yeah. No, going to Texas for a wedding in March, and we're going to drive after the wedding, like, 2 hours. We're, like, it's, like, 2 hours outside of Austin, so we're going to just, like, take the rest of the week, drive 2 hours, and just go to Austin.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's not my decision. I would just go to Disney, but here we are.
Yeah. I've never explored Texas, and every time I've gone, I'm just kind of whatever. But what was it? There's one place here that famous for its fried chicken, because it's like I think it's called, like, Blue Plate Carryout or something like that.
Okay.
In Old Town, which Old Town is one of the bougiest places in the area. But it is, like, this shack of a restaurant. And they're open from, I think, 11 to 3. They only do lunch, and they just do fried chicken carryout for, like, $10 for a whole meal. And apparently it's delicious. I've just never gone. And actually, now that I work from home, I should actually try and check it out one day. Do a live taste testing.
There you go. Oh, I think has, like, anyone seen the Oreo Coke?
What?
Yeah, I just saw it the other day. I almost got it, but I was like,
Oreo Coke?
Pass. Yeah. Kevin, we're looking at you. Want to give it a little taste-a-roo for us?
Is it a Coke, or is it a flavored... Is it a flavored Coke or Oreo's flavored Coke?
No, it's a flavored... It's a soda.
Oh. Oh, there's apparently also Oreo Coca-Cola sandwich cookies.
That I would be into. That sounds good.
It's got popping candy in it.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. I'm so sick of this popping candy trend.
An Oreo Coke. I don't even drink soda anymore, and I'd be interested just to try it. See what it's like.
What the fuck is this?
But yeah. My number two, fried chicken and waffles.
There you go. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the food pairing. All right, my number two. This might be people's number one. This could be your number one.
Hmm.
But we've already talked about it. Underwear.
What's that? Oh, no, it's not mine. Yeah. Pair of underwear.
I can understand a pair of tongs because there's two. How is a fucking... Yeah. How is underwear a pair?
I've wondered this about pants and everything.
Is it because of the two leg holes?
I think it is.
That's stupid. I
it's
hate it.
It's two sides of whatever, you know, each leg.
That's everything. That's human beings. Unless someone's got fucking... They're half their fucking vertical body detached.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's, Yeah, pair of underwear. I've actually wondered about it, but it's not. I don't understand the full answer for it. Pair of pants, pair of underwear.
I don't know where it came. Yeah. You know what? Let's go back to my friend. Let's ask my friend.
ChatGPT?
Yeah. Let's ask him. See what he says.
This episode brought to you by ChatGPT. Do you need to write a cover letter? Have ChatGPT do it. It's going to be better than you do.
Why Which actually, do we say pair of underwear? Let's see. According to ChatGPT, the term pair of underwear likely comes from a time when undergarments were made up of two separate pieces, one for each leg.
How does that work?
Even though modern underwear is a single garment, the usage of pair has persisted due to historical linguistic patterns. That's also why we say a pair of pants and a pair of shorts. For like one, like each nut had a little hat.
I was wondering about that. I was like, how does that, if there were two different pieces, what do you do with the center?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I think ChatGPT might be off on this one. Sorry,
ChatGPT. You're wrong. Wrong. But yeah, man, I use ChatGPT for a chunk of stuff now. I write stuff down and I go, can you make this better?
Oh my god, yeah. I took a whole so when I was doing, I'm like doing this like haunted house project. It's not a haunted house anymore at all. I'm doing this thing for the city of Everett, and they were like, yeah, just once things got kind of finalized, they were like, just send over like an official proposal with like the price on it. And I literally just copied and pasted the whole email chain and said, make me a proposal off of this. And it did. And I was like, beautiful.
Damn. Okay. Mine was, if you go to my LinkedIn profile, I had to update it. And I literally wrote it out, added some stuff, and went, can you make this sound better for my LinkedIn profile? And it went, here you go. And then at the bottom, I like the new touch it has, which was like, good luck with your LinkedIn like profile. And I'm like, thanks.
Thanks, chat.
Yeah. And also, if you watched last week's episode, I turned Sam into a Muppet.
That's
the weirdest thing. Actually, if you look at that photo, Jess pointed it out. It gave eyes to one of the guitars in the background.
Oh, very fun.
Which is even, that was probably the weirdest part was, like, if you haven't looked, I took a still frame of Sam and gave it to ChatGPT and said, can you turn this into a Muppet? And it did, and it put guitars behind him. Like, it knows what his home setup was like.
That's too weird.
It's very bizarre. Or it's just because, I don't know, I guess guitars on the wall in the background, it's very much a stereotype for podcasters.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, pair of underwear, anything else to say?
No, that's just my number
boxers,
two.
Briefs, boxer briefs. Long
boxer briefs, not long. I hate the long ones.
Yeah, boxer briefs keeps my thighs from chafing.
Yeah,
yeah. But on to number ones on this number captivating ones. List.
Yeah.
My number one, very popular pick, boobs.
Oh, nice. That is a good
great
one.
Pair. Nice pair.
That's
great to look at. Great to be around.
I didn't. Boobs. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
and I should have.
Yeah, that was my number one. It's a very popular pick. Hopefully, it just wins me this week.
Everyone's like, "Dude, I love tits."
Yeah.
Charles, what's your boob size preference? Big gazungas?
No. I dated someone who did. I'm not too worried about size on those.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good way to put it. I'm the same. I'm not worried about size. I'm worried about quality.
Quality?
Quality.
What do you mean?
Like, nipple to boob ratio size.
Or you don't want a shape? You don't want a Cardi B?
Why, should have big fucking saucer nips?
It's like, yeah, it's weird. Oh,
Jesus.
You can look it up. It's a little unsettling.
Oh, I'm going to look it up.
You're going to look it up now? Show. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hate this.
Brace for it, everybody. Yeah.
Cardi B nipples. All right, let's see.
I think I have the right celebrity when I say that.
Oh, this brought me to an ex post that says Cardi B really got hamburger patties as nipples. Oh, let me see. Let's go back here. Let's go to images. Oh my God!
Told you. Yeah. Not shaming any of our listeners who are this way, but it's a preference.
Oh, she leaked this on Instagram? Oh my God, I have to send you this fucking picture right now.
That's what her laying on her side.
You gotta see this edit, though. You gotta see this edit. I want you to tell people when you get this. I'm sending it to the group chat, by the way.
Okay.
Because I think it's very funny when we do this.
Can't wait for Sam and Will to be like, what's happening here?
Okay.
Which, as usual,
let me know when you get this.
We send pictures to in the group chat, and we don't filter it by who's recording.
Nope.
It's just Mike Wazowski.
If someone made a Mike Wazowski.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I will die on this hill. No one beats the internet. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. They come up with the best stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so again, I stand by my statement of quality over quantity.
Quality. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my number one. I don't know if I need to go in depth about it. Yeah.
All right, my number one, baby. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best pair you can get. Pocket Rockets, baby. Pair of aces.
When you said pocket rockets, I was like, what are you talking about?
A couple of fucking pocket rockets, dude.
Pair of aces.
Man, there's nothing better than playing a little Hold'em. Getting some pocket rockets, going all in and losing.
Are you a poker person?
I'm not a huge poker person by means of playing it a lot. I like it. I know how to play. I'm decent at it. I would play more if time allowed. And I feel like people don't like to play. Well, it's not true. Playing with friends is different than playing at like a casino. But I'm not the person to play with at a casino. Because everyone's very serious. And I'm just like, hey, how's everyone doing? And it's like, oh, this fucking guy. But I don't care how people are doing. I'm just trying to fuck with them. I played at a table once. I forget where, years ago. But the story is like, I was at a full table. Mm-hmm. And I was small blind. So I was like the last to go. And it went around three quarters of the table, and then went around again. But someone raised to my right, so when it came through again, or they raised somewhere. And basically, what happened is everyone folded, but these two people that were arguing to my right. They weren't arguing, but they were like, "What do you got?" Blah blah blah. He was like debating whether or not to like match the raise. And I had like decent cards. I forget what they were, but they were decent. And basically this guy convinced the other guy to fold. And in excitement, thinking that he like won this thing, like showed that he had nothing. But I hadn't confirmed yet.
Yeah.
So I saw his cards and mine were better. And the dealer was like, sir, he hasn't, like, it hasn't completed yet. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I saw his cards, and they were bullshit, and he was, like, pumped that he pulled off his bluff, and I was like, well, all in.
Yeah.
The guy was fucking pissed. He was so fucking mad. I was like, dude, you could call. Who knows what'll happen? Yeah. He's like, he had, like, 2-7 offsuit or some shit like that. I was like, you can get fucking another 2 and a 7 or 3 sevens and a 2. Who knows? I was like, just call. He's like, fuck you. He's like, I had anything to do with it. I was like, dude. I was like, I don't know. I was like, you just got to pay attention. So then he folded, and then I took it. And then I left. Just to piss him off more. I was like, okay, I'm done. And he's like, are you kidding me? I was like, no, I'm out of here.
take your money and leave.
Yep.
Yeah. I am not good at poker because I don't play seriously. And the times like I played with friends for money, I lose quickly because I'm not, I can't play seriously and I don't like gambling to begin with. So I just gotta fuck around. And I'm like, you know what? I'll see if you're bullshitting or not. And I was knowing my cards are dog shit.
Yeah. I meant this for Will. Will's a poker player. He's always like, I'll go all in without even looking at my cards. He does that shit all the time. He's like, whatever. Fine, all in, man. I guess.
Yeah. I don't take those type of risks. I went to Vegas and didn't even gamble when I went.
How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my number one. Pocket rockets. You can't beat them.
Yeah. Pair of aces. I mean, I guess that means well. Like,
yeah.
Myself, I don't know.
I don't know. Honestly, though, it's funny I say that. I think I've lost big on every pocket rocket hand I've ever played.
Really?
It's just a pair.
Yeah.
A lot of things will beat it. Two pair will beat it.
Yeah. Two pair, three of a kind.
Yeah, you have two pairs of twos and threes, and it'll beat a pair of aces, so that's how it works.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our list of pairs.
There you go. All right, we got the list.
We do have
from the fun butts.
We do have fun butts.
And they did not get it.
No. Well, they're probably going to be
Well, some kind
some
of
people did. Off and on. Some people are going to be like, "Oh, you didn't specify the list." I was like, "That's the point. That was the point of this one."
You're damn right.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to look for the subtext, but
My belly, telling belly.
Big belly boys back in town.
First up, we have Mike D. Number five, he says Marshall and Lily from How I Met Your Mother.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's a duo. Shrek and Donkey, number four. Wrong. Duo. Three, Jordan and Pippin.
Wrong.
Two, Frodo and Sam.
Wrong.
Wrong. And number one, Scooby and Shaggy.
Those are all good duos, Mike.
Great duos. Don't worry. I almost fell into that same trap. I was like, is it a pair? No, they're just a duo. They're just team up. Next up, we have Kevin Weaver. Number five, Batman and Robin. Mm-mm. Duo. I mean, it's in there. They're the dynamic duo, aren't they? Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly. Mm-mm. I mean, you could argue a pairing. You could
argue
the food pairing.
I'll concede that.
Yeah. Three, Ross and Rachel.
God.
Duo. Nice try on this one. Two, Matt and whatever friend is still willing to talk to him.
Basically, it's just the people on the show and my friend Ken. No, it's not true. Guido's still around. And actually, yeah, there's a decent amount of people.
And he says, number one, my fiance and me. Oh, sweet, but...
Dude, she's not going to fuck you. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Next up, we have Don Spaguli, which now I question who is Don Spaguli? Because number five, Baba Gucci Manfredo and Tony Esposada. That's a Jeff thing.
Is it Jeff?
Who is Don Spaguli?
Oh, you know who I still talk to? Jeff.
Oh, is he doing well?
He's doing great. He's got good. Kids. He's doing the family thing. He's doing great.
Good for him. Number four, Glizzies and Rice.
I feel like I should know that, but I don't.
I feel I should, yeah. Number three, cat and dog. Cat dog technically would be a pairing. If you want to identify them as one being. Two, whiskey and loneliness. Great, great pairing. And number one,
edges fuck.
And number one, Shaggy and Scooby.
What are Shaggy and Scooby? Duo. I do like Scooby Doo a lot. We should do top five Scooby Doo villains.
Ooh,
you know that's what? A good Spookfest coming up.
Spookfest coming up. Yeah,
that might be a spook. That's actually, I'm putting it on there.
Mm-hmm.
We should actually Scooby-Doo try to have a discussion about the upcoming Spookfest month, which is like
I've had ideas coming up. Yeah.
All right.
Next up, we have Mitch Mint, fresh of the fun butts. Number five, caramel and apples. Pairs, yeah, pairing. You're getting in there.
You make the pairing argument.
No. Four, he says hard nips and thin shirts. That's
I don't know.
I didn't see that coming, but I've heard caramel apples in the next one. Three yoga pants and wedgies.
What kind of one? Front wedgies? Melvins?
They're called Melvins?
Melvins?
Never heard that.
You've never heard of that? Have you seen Bill and Ted's?
I have, and it just goes right, over my head. The latest Bill and Ted?
Like any of them.
Oh.
A front wedgie is called a Melvin.
Interesting. Two, listen, peanut butter and jelly.
You got to get better at bullying people.
Yeah. Well, I don't hang out with people. So, and number one, cute but wrong, me and my wife.
Cute but wrong.
Yeah.
Ain't that cute?
But it's wrong. It's wrong. Next up, we have Gray. He has Timon and Pumbaa.
Nope.
Number four, pants. Got one. Three, Han and Chewie. Nope. Two, peanut butter and chocolate. Food pairing. And actually, number one, my twin boys.
But that's edited. What did he edit? What was the original thing? I hope it's just like,
I don't know. We can't.
Fucking tits.
We can't see the edits. That's the one thing.
See the edits?
No.
Great.
It's not like Facebook.
Coward.
Next up, we have Ryan Brown.
My man.
Number five, D's Nuts.
Fair.
Four, Dim Titties.
He gets it.
Three, Ebony and Ivory.
Nope.
Two, Abbott and Costello.
What a liar he is. He does not like Abbott and Costello. He doesn't know anything about it.
And number one, Bert and Ernie.
Good duo.
Next up, we have K-Funk. Number five, Twix. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Two.
I guess so, yeah.
Two in a package.
Okay.
Number four, weirdly specific, Cassandra and Jamie Johnson. Twin U.S. Women's Olympic curlers.
Dude loves sports. Weird sports.
Yeah. Number three, Hostess Cupcakes.
Two in a package.
Yeah.
If you give it to Twix, you got to get to that.
Number two, Rock and Stone.
I don't get it.
And number one, Big Beautiful Yabos. There you go. Next up, we have CJ Doubleday. Number five, cream cheese and crab. Four, peanut butter and fluff.
Yeah.
Three, Osso sauce and spare ribs.
Yeah.
Two, gin and tonic. And number one, North Shore beef and James River barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are good ones.
Next up, we have Mashin. Number five, socks. Four, tits.
Yep.
Three, Doug and pork chop.
Mm.
No, it's a duo. Rocco and Heifer, number two. And number one, Rick and Morty.
Is new Rick and Morty good? I haven't watched any of it.
I don't know. Like, I haven't watched it since like season three. I got tired.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, I feel like they did that guy kind of dirty.
And then they recast him. From what I saw, it sounded almost the same, but I don't really care.
It's not the same.
Honestly, the fans of the show is what really kind of pushed me out of it. I was like, I'm good.
It's my recollection, which could be wrong. But that dude was accused of some shit that turned out to not be true in the end.
Yeah.
But during the accusation, he got fucking just railroaded. And I'm just no longer in the mood of supporting anybody who does that to anybody until the facts are found out. And like the situation, it's like, nope, done. I get it. You got to handle it in a way, but if we're going to set the precedent of accusations are good enough to fucking have an effect, and that's dangerous, and I just don't support it.
Yeah. Lastly.
Here we go.
We have Dingus Adams.
There we go. Dingus Colingus Adams.
Yes, Adams. Excuse me. His government name. Mm-hmm. Number five, he has Spanky and Brick, the names of my left and right butt cheeks.
Brick?
Brick. Spanky and Brick. One hard, one soft. Four, Joanna Angel and Small Hands, porn star couple married since 2016. Three, Hank and Bernie, the names I've given my butthole and pisshole. Jesus Christ. Two, Jerry and Mrs. Powderson, the names former President Warren G. Harding gave to his dick and the pussy of his wife's friend that he was banging on the side. And number one, my downstairs dingus and my wife's tight cream. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
My wife's tight cream-filled pizza-flavored penis holster. Especially after a hot and heavy load, oh my god, dumped in there, and then it congeals, and the genitalia almost literally become inseparable. Maybe I should go see a doctor,
dude.
What?
That also the fucking picture that this person uses is so gross. This person is.
Every time, I don't pre-read his posts, so my reactions are happening as I'm reading them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and that's our list. That's our fun butts.
That's our list. That's their show. Go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord, and partake in these fun, fun times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can get it right next time.
Yeah. Go to the YouTube, subscribe, yeah. Like, comment, share with anybody. Watch it over a bunch of times. Buy us bots if you want. We don't care.
I mean, I'm not going to tell them not to.
Yeah. But all right.
All right.
Next week, maybe we'll have more hosts.
Maybe.
Sam might be back from some undisclosed location.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And as always, smell you later.